At a funeral home in Montebello, California, some mourners pause to ring a ship's bell before signing the guest book. Many in this crowd have waited 52 years to pay their respects to fallen Navy reservist Raul Guerra. He was just 24 when his plane went down northwest of Da Nang. For his former fiancée, Mary Barrow Summerlott, the loss is still fresh.
I was 22 years old. And I had never before experienced the death of someone I loved.
The man responsible for bringing Raul Guerra home, his best friend, mostly sits silently with his family in a front row pew. I visited Ruben Valencia at his home a few days before the service.
This is something I made up.
Mementos of Guerra were everywhere.
It's a photograph of my best friend Raul and myself back in 1965 when I got married. Raul was my best man.
Shortly after that, Valencia was drafted to the Marine Corps and deployed to Vietnam. Guerra signed up for the reserves and got a job as a sports editor at a local paper. Then in 1967, he too was shipped off to war. The Navy assigned him to serve as a reporter in the field. The friends kept in touch, writing letters back and forth.
I would always tell him, "Don't worry about me. I'm going to get home. I know I'm going to come home."
Valencia did come home with a Purple Heart for injuries he received in combat, but Raul Guerra did not return. And for 40 years, his remains were in the wreckage of the plane in the mountains of Vietnam, inaccessible to American investigators.
There was always something inside me that kept on saying that he was there, he was somewhere there.
In 2005, there was a break in the case. A farmer had come across the crash site. Other passengers on the plane were quickly identified, but Raul Guerra's journey wouldn't be so simple. Turned out he'd been adopted from Mexico, and no blood relatives were available to provide a positive DNA match. It was a surprise even to his closest friends.
Never knew that my friend's mother, that I had always known as being his mother, was not his biological mother.
The science to finally bring Guerra home wouldn't catch up for over a decade. John Byrd is laboratory director with the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, the Pentagon department responsible for recovering, identifying, and reuniting fallen service members with their families. Byrd's team used an emerging forensic technique called stable isotope analysis.
In this case, we were looking at oxygen. And oxygen isotopes in your body come from your drinking water.
The water we drink leaves a signature in our bodies. Researchers can match the skeletal record with maps of places where drinking water has been tested.
We knew that Raul Guerra grew up in Ensenada, Mexico, and then he moved up into Southern California. We found data from studies that had already been done of water supplies from Northern Mexico and from Southern California. And we were able to show the ratios we got from the bone matched very favorably.
Early in 2019, after 52 years, Ruben Valencia got word his friend's remains were finally coming home. He choked up at the memory of hearing the news.
Hard to talk, yeah. Really, really happy. But hard to talk about it.
On a guard, center, face.
Guerra was laid to rest with full military honors at a cemetery that Valencia can see up on a hillside when he looks out his sliding glass back door. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.